you were given the awesome responsibility of explaining to someone who this Jesus really is, and you had to say it in a paragraph, what would you say? Would you talk of his birth, his life, his mission, perhaps his agony, his death, his resurrection, his life with us now today? What if you had to express who Jesus is in just a sentence? That's all you had. Just a paragraph. Just a sentence. What if it was just a phrase? What if you had the tremendous responsibility of expressing this man Jesus in a word? What would you say? Just one word. As my mind has been bombarded by this thought in recent days, across the sea of words that have come, one continues to surface. It seems so common and so ordinary, but yet, yes, the word is love. Jesus, love. John tells us that as Jesus passed by one day, he saw a man that was blind from his birth. And Jesus touched his eyes that day and restored his sight. I wonder what you would have seen. I wonder what I would have seen that day if I had passed by. A dirty, undesirable outcast, maybe. But see, Jesus sees beyond the man, and he sees the need. And it's just the same tonight. Jesus meets us at the point of our need. We've had so many Christmases, so many celebrations. Where will Christ meet us this Christmas? Where should we look for him? In the songs? In the messages? Whatever your need, that is where the Christ of Christmas will meet you. And as Christian love flows from us, that is precisely where we should meet others. Christian love is meeting others where they hurt, at the point of their need, in the name of Jesus.